Jesus, hear our prayers for the salvation of the world. Please grant mercy to all souls that turn away from you. Open their hearts and minds with your light. Amen. Mother Claire began, Lord, the winds of change. Indeed, he replied. Things are heating up, getting closer and closer to the ignition point. My main concern in all of this is the souls that are headed for hell. So please exert your prayers in their direction. Claire, beloved, continue on as best you can with these conditions. Know that the littlest things you sow have a much bigger effect than what you think. Be faithful in the little things and push in with music. Do not allow concerns you have for your body or the community to take you off track. I am very serious about protecting your time with your gifts. There will be more people coming to the refuge, and space will fill up quickly. Do not be dismayed about that. Tents work well in the summer. I am sending you little ones. They are most receptive, more teachable, loving, and deeper than those with a great intellect. Cherish them as I cherish them. They are truly my favorites. Oh, Lord, I love them too. I just want to swallow them up in my arms and shower love on them. Lord, it is so hard to see Ezekiel suffer like this. Yet, he is in my perfect will. So much will be revealed to you later as to why this had to be. Just love him and don't worry about anything. Stand your ground riveted to me. We are doing this together. Rest in me, beloved. This is affecting you far more than you realize. Cleave to my heart, and I will replenish you. How lovely is my dwelling place. Yes, indeed, I love dwelling within you all. It is a place of profound faith, joy, and peace, and I love every moment there. Do not be overly anxious about getting a message. There are times when deeper union must precede them. I gave you a message last night, and you began another as well. If I give you too many, it compromises others because they cannot digest it all. There is nothing wrong with asking them to conform to a simpler image. You are dealing with vanity and headstrong souls, but appeal to their charity towards me. They are representing me, and I do not want anything of the world to represent me. They must be confident in my love for them, just the way they are. And there is no need for embellishments. In fact, when people see that, they call into question their authenticity. Lord, I feel like a pushover when it comes to these things. Please speak on this. My brides, do not be conformed to the world. Be not conformed to your own will, by which you display your rebellion and preference for your own judgment. This is an embarrassment to me. Mother has been very lenient with you, more lenient than I would like. You are all very unique, and it shines through your faces and actions. You do not need the things of the world to present a better image. Rather, you need more prayer and centering on souls. My bride must think like me, act like me, talk like me, walk like me, be concerned over the same things that I am concerned over. I wish you to be a little army completely dedicated to the work. It will go much better for souls to see you united in the way you look. Don't worry, you will always appear scrappy. But do not push back when Mother brings up a change. You are not pushing her back, but you are pushing me. There is a reason for you to be united in appearance, as well as united in heart, mind, soul, spirit, and work. The outside reflects the inner man. In the things that are important, you will be individuals, but in the minor things, it is better to let them go. There is a reason for everything I ask, whether you approve it or not. This is not your judgment to make. It is simply yours to follow and honor my ways and decisions. Claire, dearest, that means you too must wear your veil, doesn't it? Yes, Lord. Good. Now that we got that straight, we can move ahead. You are all my beautiful brides. Go forth and represent me well. Amen.